Voronezh Hotel. Architect Josef Finta, Ersebed Pozna, Aniko Z. Havas. Construction 1977 to 1979.
The impressive Voronezh Hotel is situated in close proximity to the Brno Exhibition Centre in Křižkovského Street, with easy access to the Prague-Bratislava motorway. Its convenient location and parking, together with the B-star hotel category, made it particularly popular with trade fair visitors, arriving both in groups and individually in cars during the socialist era. During this time, the hotel was considered to be the height of luxury, due to its attractive interiors and services. However, the prefabricated concrete construction was met with disapproval from some Brno citizens, who criticised its austere architectural style.
The hotel was designed and built in a very short period of time, from 1977 to 1979, and this was chiefly enabled by the use of prefabricated components imported from Hungary. The panel factory in the town of Győr had extensive experience with the production of the Larsen-Nielsen Danish construction system.
The Voronezh Hotel consists of two volumes. The entrance section is supported by a double steel frame with prefabricated elements containing the social premises, an entrance hall, a shop, a restaurant on the ground floor, and other facilities necessary for the running of a hotel. The two levels are linked by a dominant spiral staircase for hotel guests, located in the hall next to the reception. The second wing, with 10 floors and 380 rooms, is made up of panel components based on the layout model of 3.6 metres. Each floor is divided by a central passage, enabling access to the staircase, lifts and rooms.
The architects Josef Finta, Ersebed Pozna and Aniko Z. Havas were employees of the Lakotov Hungarian state enterprise that mostly designed flats and concrete panel housing estates. Their intention was to create an international character for the Voronezh Hotel, and Finta supplemented the hotel's sober prefabricated facade with a decorative frieze which breaks the uniformity of the frontage, as do the suspended loggias, the metal parts of which were originally painted blue and ochre. Under communism, hotels were viewed as buildings representing the Eastern Bloc and were mainly intended for foreign visitors. Their interiors therefore often featured artworks by both local and international artists, which was also the case with the Voronezh Hotel. The original orientation system for the interiors, which was later removed, was stamped in brass and was created by Ladislav Niemeček. The architects Jaromír Forentík and Ladislav Vlachinsky co-designed, along with the artists Milada and Antonín Otto, the mobile sculpture and the glass chandelier in the lounge. Their lighting fixture, a cluster of crystal balls, now hangs from the low ceiling of the entrance hall. The light ramp above the bar and the reception, and the lighting in the cloakroom and shop, which were bulbs with brass fittings, were made in a factory in Valašské Meziříčí. The design and execution of other interior fixtures were by Tomáš Čersák and Son, in collaboration with architects Radoš Rus and Břetislav Zezulka.
In the restaurant, their lighting was supplemented with three distinct hanging ceramic pieces featuring red and white glazing by artist Imrich Vanjek. The social premises on the ground floor feature a metal-plated laminate sculpture of a bird by sculptor Jan Brož, while the cloakroom contains a stucco wall by the painter Pavel Krill. Krill also created the now non-existent painting on the panel wall outside the cloakroom. Textile screens in the interior are the work of Marie Machkova, who opted for a combined technology of film, print and painting. The exterior by the entrance is dominated by a large metal sculpture designed by Jiří Marek and manufactured by Jaroslav Zelený in 1980.
The furnishing of the hotel and its artwork was not completed until the early 1990s, when the building was privatised. The hotel went through a reconstruction, during which time the interiors were modified and the original hanging pergolas above the main entrance were removed, and the external metal frame was partially modified as well. Only a few original artworks have been preserved in the hotel.